It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
It's the dogs who saved the Independence Bowl. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Those lines from a Charles Dickens classic may sum up how Independence Bowl chair Claire Rabuche has felt over the last week. As the College Football Bowl lineups were announced a week ago on Sunday, December 8th, the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl in Shreveport received some rave reviews for snagging two very attractive national football names. This bowl, which began in the nation's bicentennial year of 1976, announced American Athletic Conference champion Army, who was 11-1 at the time, to play the Sun Belt Conference champion Marshall University, who was coming in at 10-3. For what is considered generally to be a mid-level bowl game, the Independence Bowl in Shreveport just scored a couple of conference champions with 10 or more wins apiece. As cartoon legend Inspector Gadget might say, "Wowzer! Party time in Shreveport until..." Marshall University's head football coach Charles Huff pulled the ripcord hours later and accepted a new head coaching job at Sunbelt rival Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. Within just a few days, Marshall University rallied and named North Carolina State defensive coordinator Mike Gibson as the team's new head football coach. Problem solved? Au contraire. A native of West Virginia himself, Coach Gibson, was quickly learning that his football team was dwindling in size. Marshall's Thundering Herd football team has seen a literal, wait for it now, stampede for the exits via the NCAA's transfer portal in the last week. At last count, there had been 37 Marshall players jumping from the official pick me want ads after former football coach Charlie Huff's abrupt departure for Southern Miss. Now, that group of exiting players included the top three quarterbacks at Marshall.
No!
Though most college rosters are filled with 100 or more players, Marshall felt that their remaining, we'll call them the JV squad, would be no match for a very powerful Army Black Knights team on Saturday, December 28th in Shreveport. 6 days after being selected to play in the Independence Bowl, Marshall University announced that they were bailing out of the game due to a lack of players. Suddenly, the Independence Bowl group found themselves in the worst of times. All of the other qualified bowl teams, with a record of 6-6 or better, had been selected for other bowl games nearly a week ago. The NCAA permitted the Independence Bowl to dip into the 5-7 pool of teams. The clock was ticking on the eye bowl at a rapid pace. This game was going to be played on national television on ESPN in just 2 weeks. The Independence Bowl quickly learned that the majority of other major colleges and their football players were completing the fall semester in the last week. Some of them had already left campus for the holidays. Even though the Eye Bowl had a very attractive opponent in 11-2 Army coming in, which other FBS school is going to be able to round up enough players and be ready to battle Army in just 2 weeks? Enter Louisiana Tech University. The Ruston-based school operates on the quarter system instead of the more traditional two primary semesters plus a summer session. Louisiana Tech's students began the winter quarter on campus on December 4th, and that meant that most of the Bulldog players were still on campus last week. And they had just received a rather desperate sounding request coming from their friends located just 70 miles to the west in Shreveport. Yes, Louisiana Tech does consider the Independence Bowl to be a very good friend over the years. The Bulldogs have played in this bowl game on 5 prior occasions. This year, the Dogs are returning the favor by coming to the rescue to save the 2024 Independence Bowl and take on 11-2 Army. The 5-7 Tech Bulldogs finished their season 2 weeks ago on a 2-game winning streak. Playing against Army on national television on December 28th should enhance the school's recruiting process in the weeks and months ahead. And no matter what the final outcome of this game is, Louisiana Tech has earned a lot of positive press and respect from around the country by filling in for Marshall at the Independence Bowl. But what about Marshall University and its remaining football players? The majority of Marshall's 2024 football team is still hanging around in Huntington, West Virginia. They weren't the guys who placed their name into the NCAA's dialing for dollars transfer portal. Unfortunately, the lure of NIL cash and more playing time elsewhere caused many of the Marshall University 2024 starting players to hit the road. And in this case, most are likely heading to Southern Mississippi to join their former coach. It does seem a shame that the rest of the Marshall football team is not going to have a chance to participate in what would have been their postseason celebration at the Independence Bowl in Shreveport. I've heard that Santa might be hinting that he's placing a lump of West Virginia coal into the fireside stockings of one former football coach at Marshall and those vanishing players. Marshall's football program, whether justified or not, has just received a public relations black eye by opting out of the 2024 Independence Bowl at the very last minute. The school's football program should expect a lot of questions the next time that the Thundering Herd is eligible for bowl consideration. Now remember, it was Marshall's former head coach, Charlie Huff, who literally walked out on the program after beating UL Lafayette for the Sun Belt title a week ago. And Charlie Huff was in the final year of his contract at Marshall. Stories abound as to why the coach quickly exited to take the Southern Miss job right after defeating UL Lafayette 31-3 to win the Sun Belt title. After the coach left, many of his former players at Marshall are now awaiting the moving vans and perhaps a luxury bus to take them to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to join their former coach down at Southern Miss. Welcome to the wild new world of college athletics. What happened to the Marshall University football program and the ripple effect on downstream postseason bowls like the Independence Bowl should be quite concerning to the overseers of college football. If a head football coach can quickly leave one school and sign with another one, why can't his players hit the trail and leave just as quickly? That scenario is likely to happen again during future seasons if major changes aren't forthcoming in college football. And somewhere I can hear former Alabama head coach Nick Saban saying, "I told you so." Question: are college athletes students, or are they just paid employees of the university? Now, if you said athletes should be students first, should they be required to participate in any postseason activity? In this case, games played between mid-December and mid-January? Both of my sons played trumpet in their respective college marching bands, and they received a stipend every semester for their time practicing and playing at designated events during the fall semester. That payment was conditioned, though, on completing the band's full semester of scheduled performances. In the case of one of my sons, his football team, LSU, played in a national championship game in early January during the winter break. And since that game fell between semesters, his participation was strictly voluntary. The band's transportation to the game, along with the room and board, was paid by the athletic department. In return, the band agreed to participate in a number of the events, including the game itself. And sure, he had a blast. And of course, his football team won the national title that season, too. So shouldn't that same logic apply with respect to college football players? If we want to get real here, why are teams playing a 12-game college football season? The college football season was just 10 games long through the year 1969. Then in 1970, the season expanded to 11 games. And beginning in 2001, that's when the current 12-game regular season became the standard in major college football. And why did that happen? Television money, of course. This year, a brand new 12-team playoff could find one or two of these college football teams playing up to four additional games, and those games will all occur after the fall semester at school has ended. Of course, these extra football games have brought millions of dollars in revenue for the college athletic departments. Competition from those TV networks for broadcast rights has caused an exponential increase in revenues for some of those major colleges. It wasn't all that long ago when the college football season ended by Thanksgiving weekend. With the exception of a limited number of teams invited to bowl games, the playing season fell within the fall academic calendar. College football players, just like my son's college bands, have generally been happy, though, to play in those postseason events to win another important game and bring positive publicity to their school. Other than receiving travel, hotel, and meal allowances for those post-semester efforts, football players are risking their future athletic careers if seriously injured during a postseason event. The least that college football should do is to contribute money into a pool for multi-million dollar insurance policy payouts to any player who receives a career-ending injury during these postseason competitions. Apparently, that common sense idea does not exist yet. But aren't full scholarships enough to compensate college athletes? For decades, the majority of college football players have gone to school for free. The school's tuition, room, and board was paid in the form of scholarships. In 2023, one source estimated the value of annual tuition and fees at $28,000 a year, plus another $16,000 provided for room and board. That $44,000 annual value for most college football players seems for most of us to be quite fair. After the schools, though, started to pocket tens of millions of dollars in new revenues from television providers, players rightfully came up and said, "Hey, without us, you don't have a product." So yes, the players now have the NCAA's revolving door transfer portal and those NIL payments, which, by the way, were intended to compensate athletes for actually doing something off the football field, but not anymore. Both of those seem to be spiraling out of control. Top high school athletes today are receiving NIL offers of hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash before they've even played a down in college football. A more reasonable way to share the ever-growing pile of media revenues is needed to bring stability back to major college athletics. But in the meantime, we should expect more chaos. Another Marshall situation might just occur next December after the initial bowl selections are made. Coaching changes happen at this time of year every single season. Differently than in the past, the players can press the eject button if they don't want to stick around campus after the regular season ends. Thank you to Louisiana Tech University, the athletics department, and the players for stepping up and saving the 2024 Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. This December 28th game between the Army Black Knights and the Bulldogs should be a dandy. Next season, a different bowl game might not be so lucky. I'm Swamp Swamina.